We're playing all the young dudes for a reason. It's a real reason. We have an amazing drag king here with us. Spikey Van Dyke is here, all the way up from Florida. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, no problem.
And Gigi Monroe is here.
Hey, Andy.
How are you?
Great.
Thanks for coming in, bringing Spikey, and talking to us about this special weekend that's happening. We got two different fun events. So let's talk about the first one first. You guys got a show tonight at UAS, right?
We do. We're back there. This is their second campus drag show, and we are celebrating National Coming Out Day, which is today. And we have a drag show that is free and open to the public. You don't have to be a student or faculty. You can just be somebody who lives in the valley or something and come on out. And it's all ages, and it's at the Rec Center at 8 o'clock. And Spikey is here as our headliner for that show.
That's really fun. So you're traveling, you're doing this stuff. You probably headline lots of shows. Is that right?
I do. I travel generally every weekend. It's been a busy couple of months. So every week I'm in a different state.
Has the drag king phenomena been something that's been second, you know, like a second wave that's been happening? The drag show thing has been, seems like it's been really growing the past, what, 10 years maybe? Something like that. I don't know what you would say about that, Gigi, but the drag king thing, tell me about that world and about
slowly,
like what's happening there. Yeah.
Slowly but surely, drag kings are kind of coming out of the woodworks. We've been around for a while, but since, I don't know, I would say it, in 2006, 2005, drag kings were huge in Florida, and I think they were huge all over the U.S., but it kind of died out. And now people are starting to get into Dragula, which is a show where they do have drag kings, and people are starting to figure out what we are. I recently, well, not too recently, but 2 years ago, I did a video shoot with Elle Magazine about Face Series, and seven of the entertainers they had on the series were drag queens, and I was the only drag king. So I opened a lot of people's eyes to that because people still do not know what we are. So it's kind of cool. It's like we're opening this whole new, like, you know, world to up to people, and they're like, oh my God, drag kings, that's like the opposite of drag queens. And it's pretty cool how people are accepting of it. And we have other entertainers like drag queens that believe in us and book us in their venues. And it's kind of helping us get seen.
Do you get brought out as almost a surprise element or as like a fun counterpoint element? How, is there a way that you feel that it gets used in shows? It's a turn, right? It's a opposite side of the coin kind of flip of like what, you know, what we're expecting often when we're going to drag shows, right?
Yeah. Well, when I come out on stage and they introduce my name, it's Spikey Van Dyke. So which came from something people called me in high school. So Dyke automatically says, oh, wait, that's a woman. Hold on. And then I come out and I do my performance and people are like, oh, my gosh, wait, that's a woman. So playing with that illusion, it is kind of a shock factor, but you know, because people still don't really know what to expect. But I think it's becoming more normal now when I do shows that people are like, oh, drag kings. Yeah, we're down with that. That's awesome.
Tell me if you think this is fair. I might say something you might say, oh, that's not right at all. But this is something I've sort of seen when when I see drag queens do something, it seems like it's often sort of an exemplary, like ultra feminine kind of thing going on. When drag kings, I've seen a lot of drag king things where it seems like it's sort of almost like brutish, or it seems like, you know, a little bit of that making fun of like the macho-ness of me. Is that right? And maybe that's sort of the same kind of thing. Like it's this super exemplary. Is that correct?
It's definitely a thing. I think that a lot of drag kings do play with the really masculine parts.
It's funny.
They make fun of things like toxic masculinity and stuff like that and like macho men and, you know, overdo it a little bit. And then with me, I'm a little bit masculine most of the time, but I also like to play with that and go for more of the androgynous look. Like I tap into like Annie Lennox meets John Travolta or Patrick Swayze type deal. Like I want to kind of play with like what's in the middle of that, because I think Spikey is a drag king, but is also its own gender. So it's kind of hard. I like to blur the lines and confuse people. They're like,
do you think of that character as like a real, you know, is that a character that's just been developing and developing and developing for many years and you've sort of has a other almost existence in your mind in a way?
Yeah, that character actually came up from when I was a kid. I used to draw comics and I made a comic character of what I would look like if I was a male. And it blossomed from that character.
Wow, yeah.
And I took basically any celebrity that I looked up to when I was a kid. And I kind of took the things that I liked about their characters in their movies and I added it to that character. And then it became my drag character, Spikey Van Dyke.
That's fun. So is this the first All King show that's happened in Juneau that you know of, or has it been others?
It is. This is our very first time. And, you know, it's so funny because Spikey is one of the pioneers in the drag king movement and community. I first became aware of Spikey about like 15 years ago, I want to say. When I started in Atlanta and he was down in Florida and would sometimes come up to Atlanta for shows. And so he was on my radar as like the first, you were probably the first drag king I ever met or like knew of, which is really cool. And so I've been sort of following him and like through the years, he's been just like always on the forefront of this this very small, but like, it's like always there community. It's, I don't know if it's underground or just like the shows didn't get the same attention and the same support, unfortunately. And so
well, people maybe just didn't quite, you know, it just wasn't, I almost wonder if it just wasn't like, what is that even, or not even knowing.
Yeah.
Or...
And it's so funny though, because like as a drag queen, like, I don't know, we should get it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not like the concept.
Doesn't take too much.
The concept's not hard. Yeah. I mean, and to our audiences, the concept's not, it's the same thing. It's just a reverse,
drag
right?
Drag queens are more over the top, though. With kings, it's like we, in order to impersonate a male character, it's kind of harder for us to go over the top and be as elaborate as drag queens are. Because, yeah, it's a male character, unless you see something like on Broadway and you're like, oh, that's really cool, and take from that.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, it's not, definitely not as elaborate.
Extravagance level
but that's what is like
queen form.
Really cool about like Spikey and, you know, some of the other kings that I've brought to Juneau for Glitz, you know, and Tenderoni like this year, you know, you guys really bring, you're able to figure out how to bring that extravagance into king performance. And I think that's really, really exciting.
Do you think this may be a question for both of you, but for Spikey, do you think that there's something to learn that a man, especially watching your act, has something to learn from what you're doing?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's a good question, Andy.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, wow. Oh, that's a loaded question. I'm going to need a minute.
Well, go for it. Load up. Let's go.
I feel like I need a minute
Fire
to think
ready.
On that one. Yeah, no, I'm going to watch what I say because I could say so many things right now, to be honest.
I guess when you were saying about a lot of people are making fun of that toxic masculinity, that sort of thing. It's obviously something that's in the forefront of people's minds right now.
Something I play with in performances. When I get off of stage, I think that people generally can take more from my character off stage. On stage, I am like an arrogant man who is on stage and nothing. I'm untouchable. And when I'm on stage, you are going to pay attention to me because I am here and I will make eye contact with you. And if you're not looking at me, I'm going to make you look at me. So I demand the attention of the audience. And I feel like when I'm on stage, I look down at the men in the audience, it's kind of like me going, okay, I can have that power too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I'm off stage, I can be humble and, you know, interact with fans and friends.
Well,
and
be a normal person.
Yeah, and be a normal person. So right. While it's an act, it's also letting people know that, you know, it's a character. And while we can play with those things and, you know, make fun and poke fun at it, I really want people to know at the end of the day that they should be comfortable in their own skin. So if they're even, you know, if there are trans guys in the audience, you know, toxic masculinity, at the end of the day, it is a problem, even in the queer community. And I feel like it's something that we are bringing on stage sometimes to show people, hey, this is a thing, this is a problem, but also going, okay, I can get on stage and be a character. I can get off stage and show you it's okay to just be yourself and be, you know, a humble human being and not necessarily tap into those kind of things as an everyday, you know, person in your life.
Is this your job?
This is what
you're
I do.
Able to, you have figured out a way to make a living in show business.
Yes.
And you're doing it.
Yes. I work at Starbucks as well, 3 days a week, health insurance, stock,
sure.
401k, all those things that shows don't take care of yet. But I, it is what I do for a living.
You just have to kind of work it out, scheduling and stuff like that, obviously. But yeah,
I generally don't reach out to people. I wait till they reach out to me and my schedule fills up, which I feel really lucky because I've worked really hard and done a lot of free shows throughout the years to get that to happen.
How long have you been working?
I've been doing this for 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I started in Birmingham, Alabama.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought it was even possible for you to have been doing it 18 years, but that's amazing. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, it's cool. So just let people know, is the UAS show, is that specifically for students?
No, that's open to the community. Okay. And it's all ages as well. And, you know, we have younger fans in this community and families and stuff who like to come out to the drag shows. So definitely come on out tonight at 8. And if you want to see Spikey, a little more adult version of Spikey, and all of our fabulous kings here in Juneau. We are so lucky to have so many drag kings here in Juneau that we have an all king show that I'm fortunate enough and happy enough to host and kind of open up that space and hold that space for all the kings to do what they do best tomorrow night at the Rendezvous. Doors open at 7 and shows at 8 and 10.
Well, it's always an awesome show. It's so cool that it's going to be this different take on it. That's really awesome.
Yep.
Well, Spikey, so awesome to meet you. Thank you for coming up to Juneau.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the third time now? Is
third
that right?
Time.
For the third time?
Yep.
I heard you maybe even passed up a Vegas gig for this. Incredible.
Passed up Vegas Pride because I love the audience here, the people, and Gigi is an amazing entertainer and person. So I love coming back here. It always feels good to come back here. It kind of feels like a little bit of home, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's
that's
nice.
Awesome.
It's amazing. You guys have a really, really great audience and fan base here.
Cool. Well, thanks so much. Thanks, Gigi. And thank you, Spikey. Great to meet you.
Thanks
for coming.
Andy.
And the show's happening again. Tonight is the UAS show. Tomorrow is at the Rendezvous. Have an awesome time, you guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
'Cause he gets up in the morning and he goes to work at 9 and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's also